economic development. That is the big idea behind Atlanta's long-range plan to expand its 2.7-mile streetcar loop to more than 50 miles. One inspiration is the city of Portland, Oregon. WABE's Kate Sweeney explains why.
Portland's 16-mile streetcar system claims some 15,000 riders a day. And that's something about which the West Coast city is very proud.
Hi, I'm Sam Adams, and I couldn't be prouder of the streetcar system we have here in Portland.
This is a promotional video from a few years back. The guy talking is former Portland Commissioner Sam Adams.
The Portland streetcar has proven a tremendous catalyst for the compact and sustainable development that is spurring an urban renaissance in our city. And we're committed to helping other cities as they consider streetcars for their own communities.
There was just massive residential, commercial revitalization.
That's Tom Wyant talking about how the Portland model inspired Atlanta's streetcar. He was part of Mayor Kasim Reed's planning team that found inspiration in Portland's revival.
And there was no question that these were in areas that, in all likelihood, would not have seen the development absent the streetcar.
But not everyone stands behind the streetcar as economic developer model. Some take issue with statements like this.
Since plans for the streetcar were announced in 1997, there has been $2.3 billion in private investment within three blocks of the streetcar line.
Jeffrey Brown, an urban planning professor from Florida State University, says there are problems in suggesting Portland's downtown economic boom was caused by its streetcar.
What they basically did is they drew a boundary around the streetcar lines that would capture all of the properties within a certain distance. And they simply tracked what the level of development activity was in those properties. So they didn't account for anything else that might have been happening in the community.
In other words, he says, Portland tracked development near its streetcar and then credited that growth to the streetcar. But it could have been caused by things like zoning regulations and financial incentives that encourage development along Portland's streetcar route. Brown cautions other cities against thinking a streetcar alone can revitalize a district. A.J. Robinson with the Atlanta Downtown Improvement District says the Atlanta streetcar is already reviving downtown. He credits the first streetcar loop with $2 billion in development, either in progress or completed nearby.
We have a tremendous amount of energy going on around Centennial Olympic Park and just unbelievable visitation. And if you want to get off at the curb market, which people have rediscovered, and a tremendous uptick in business.
So we do just that and meet Ing Kim, who says he's felt that uptick.
Right now, streetcar are starting, we are business better.
Kim has run his country produce store at Municipal Market on Edgewood Avenue for 13 years. His store is the first place tourists see when they set foot inside, steps from the streetcar stop. And Kim says they like what he has to offer.
They like homegrown and fresh. Walnut, pecan, homegrown honey.
He says tourists duck in to buy Georgia souvenirs in the form of local peaches or peanuts. A few blocks down the streetcar line is Sweet Auburn Grocery. It's a general convenience store.
You don't see tourists coming to this store, and I don't see no foot traffic, so I don't see no market improvement in my business.
Tijen Hailey sits at the counter as he's done for 28 years. He used to get customers from the Silver Moon Barbershop next door, which had been there since 1904. But the historic barbershop closed in 2012 during the streetcar's construction.
That place being closed has affected my business.
He's hopeful that new apartments being built nearby will bring him a different kind of business soon, students and professionals. And it is largely that affluent demographic, the folks flocking to hip cities like Portland, Oregon, that the streetcar expansion plan is bent on attracting. Here's Tom Wyant.
The city is changing. It's attracting new kinds of people, and therefore it has new kinds of transportation demands. I don't suggest that the streetcar is the answer, but it's a piece of the answer.
And like other pieces of Atlanta's transit future, it's far from a sure thing. Moving forward with the streetcar expansion depends on securing millions of dollars in funding and would take decades. Kate Sweeney, WABE News.